B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Berg's Peanut Chews. Delicious, chewy, chocolatey, bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. All right, welcome back, Cause Radio. And listen, we've been excited. What an incredible game last night. Flyers and Leafs. So that's a terrific offensive team, that Toronto team. But the young, just red-hot Fly guys, it's Flyvember, and the month continues where we've seen some incredible hockey. And last night, after they break home, they just busted up, man. And the man who gave us a 1-0 lead last night is on the line. Scotty Lawton on the Comcast Business Hotline. Scotty, what do you say, brother?
How are you?
We're great. And we're so excited. Do you feel it? Like, do you sense the town starting to kind of wake up and go, wow, these guys, this is a fun team?
Yeah, I think so. I think we realized it in the room. I think right from the get-go. I think going overseas kind of really helped us bond. And we have a lot of new guys, all new coaching staff. So I thought that trip was a really good start for us. And then we went out west to Vancouver. So I thought we had a lot of time together and just kind of built off from that first month.
What do you think about the kids, too? When you see a Frost, and by the way, Konechny's just been unbelievable, right? And you see Frost, and you see Farabee. What do the kids add to a team? Or you look at them great, because it looks like such a great mix.
Yeah, it's been really good. I said this from the get-go since I've been here, too. I think the veterans here do such a great job of welcoming young guys and making you feel at home and welcoming people. So I think that's first and foremost, that the older guys get a bunch of credit for that. And then the young guys have so much talent and they're so good now that they can come in and make such an impact and go on the power play and do stuff and make things happen. So I think we have a pretty good mix right now, but the biggest thing is we got to keep rolling.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. But I think that's what people recognize. I think when you watch you guys, you could kind of see it crystallize. And you know, listen, you've been around. You understand when a team starts to figure it out, what it looks like. And it looks like this.
Yeah, I think bringing in those two veterans, Bronner and Nifty, have brought a little calmness to the group and really helped our young defensemen out. And from there, our goaltending's been huge for us all year, I think. Hartsey's obviously done a really good job in this month and when we've been rolling. And then when Moose comes in, he's given us stops when we need him. And I think he's really helped out on the PK too, both those guys. So it's been good for our group. And like I said before, we got to keep rolling, but it definitely feels good to win. And it's a happy group coming to the rink.
It's cool. Scott Lawton with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. And you bring up Carter Hart. And what kind of, like, you can't say enough, right? When you have a key, and you're right about Moose, too, because he's played well. But when you have good stability in net, what that just does for you guys.
Yeah, it's huge. And I think it starts with, I think last year we struggled on the PK a lot. It definitely was a long year for us. So I think that's one of the areas I wanted to improve and our team. And I think that's helped us get through a couple of different scenarios early on in the year. But Hartsey's been huge for us. He's young, but he's such a good pro at this age and really takes care of himself. And he's a really good guy to be around. So it's been a lot of fun. And like I said before, Moses has been huge for us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's the difference? What's it been like since AV takes over as coach and the difference between Hackstall and AV and what you have seen both from a kind of a technical standpoint and a system and also just, you know, in the room.
Yeah, definitely a couple of changes throughout our system. I think that's a lot different, but just to experience the coaching staff side of that as a whole, not just AV, but bringing in some experience on the staff to know what's going on. And
you got Lappy there too. Lappy's great with everybody too.
Lappy's been huge, and he's good with the young guys coming in. And no, it's just been really good to have that experience and know what's going on. And everyone's been really good for us so far. So, like I said, we keep it rolling and we keep going after teams and we keep getting wins at home this week and go out on the road again and then have a nice little Christmas break.
Damn right, brother. Damn right. Real quick, I want you to look at some of your teammates' game, right? Some of the young guys, and I just want you to tell me their best attribute, okay?
Yeah.
So if I say to you, Konechny, you say what? What's his best attribute?
I can't describe him in one word. I think he does it all. He's a pest on the ice. He's physical. He's got so much speed and a really good shot. And since he signed a little bit later or right before camp, I forget when he signed, but
yeah,
a little bit in camp, he's been one of our best players for sure. And he brings energy every night, and he's a really good guy to be around as well. So.
That's awesome. No, listen, now you can say, use as many words as you want.
All right.
Farabee.
Hedley. He's a really good player, smart, steals puck, really good on the forecheck, and another guy who has come in and stepped in and been comfortable in his role and done a really good job.
Frost.
Skilled. Really, really skilled. Makes plays. I don't think many guys can come into the league their first game and play with G and TK and produce the way he has and make plays the way he has. Yeah, I feel like he gets two or three grade A scoring opportunities a game, and he's just come in and been really comfortable and makes a lot of plays out there. So he's one guy I really like to watch as a little bit of an older guy now, I guess. But watching him, he's fun to watch, and little plays that he makes on the ice is really, really impressive.
Provorov.
Steady. He's been one of our best defensemen since he's come here. So he plays against the top lines every night. He plays 26 minutes a night or 24 minutes. He's playing power play, penalty kill. He kind of runs the engine back there, him and Nisky. And he's just been our backbone back there where he breaks out pucks. He's hard on other teams opposite first lines and just been a really good defenseman for us and works really hard and takes care of himself. So it's good to see.
All right, last one. Lawton.
Works as hard as he can. That's just trying to bring energy and some fun in the room, keep the boys together and play some good music.
I love it. Yeah. What kind of music are you playing them?
A little bit of techno. Trying to get the heartbeat going a little bit before the game, but a little bit of everything. And Jake takes over a little bit, plays some Bruce Springsteen for the boys, brings it back a little bit.
I love it. That's awesome, brother. Listen, just continue success. I mean, we're loving this thing, and we wish you a lot of luck, a lot of success. And, you know, the town is awakening. So it's a lot of fun, brother. Keep it up.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, Scotty. Take it easy, brother. Scott Lawton on the Comcast Business Hotline.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.